Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We're going to preview the Canby Lancer volleyball team with head coach Janae Wright. And Janae, another season under coming up here.
Yes. Excited to get started. Famous August 14th is the start date, and we are ready to roll.
All right. The Lancers already had a match. You opened up your season this past week, huh?
Yes, we love having a preseason or a non-conference game after probably the second week of fall camp, just to kind of see where we're at, some different things to work on. And the girls are pretty much sick of fall camp practice, so they always want to bring it that first match.
Girls put a lot of time in over the summer on volleyball?
Yeah, they whether it's a volleyball, and I've got half my team are multi-sport athletes, so as long as they're up and moving, we have some good conditioning and weight training, and the girls just get after it in the summer.
Okay. Well, why don't you introduce your team to us, Janae?
Yeah, we have lots of, I don't know if I'll go one by one, but we have about 8 sophomores this season on our team. We've got 1 lone senior, which is Brooklyn Kindap, the 3 juniors, and we are very young. So, I don't know, it's a young team full of energy, and we just want to bring it this year. As far as juniors, we've got our Audrey Henches, Aaliyah Rangard, Haley Noyes would be also in the varsity level, and 8 sophomores. And do you want to know them?
Yep.
Carly Wallum, we've got Haley Noyes, and we've got, Carly Wallum, Addison Dreesen, shout out to Grace Hansen, Emily Nelson, Bryn Cockleman, Jaren Housechild, Olivia Cleveland, Amaya Verhulst. There's a bunch. So we are very, very young this season. You know, we had lost 2 seniors last year, Courtney Lepke and Paige Nelson. And we have 1 senior, 1 lone senior this year. So we are a very youthful team.
Yeah, but I think these girls that you have on varsity, they've played together a long time, haven't they?
They have, and you know, it's neat because they're in the gym with us. We've got our nets going, and a lot of times we don't just always have starters versus non-starters. We like to mix it up, and so that's good to trust your neighbor and kind of know who you're playing with. So every practice they work hard, and a lot of them are fighting for spots, but yeah, they do enjoy each other. A lot of them are friends off the court too, so that helps.
Who are some of your starters there? Outside hitters, middle hitters, and your back row that are playing for the Lancers?
Sure. Starters we've got in the middle. We've got senior Brooklyn Kindap, our lone senior, and we have Grace Hansen, sophomore, playing the middle spot. Libero is Aaliyah Rangard. She's all over the court and on the court probably, throwing her body all over the place. Because as I've always said, without a pass or a passer, your rock star hitters are not going to shine. So it all starts with the pass. Setters, I've got a couple rock star setters that are young. Sophomore Emily Nelson and Bryn Cockleman. Kind of new to the mix this year. She got some reps in the last year, Bryn did, and they both bring it in the front row as well as the back row. So we're very happy to have those guys with us. And then we have our outsides, Haley Noyes and Carly Wallum, as far as coming back as a starter. Addison Dreesen has, she played on, last Thursday, as on the outside as well. Kind of a utility player for us. So that's pretty much, and we have Jaren Hausman, defensive specialist, that will be getting reps this year too. So we're young. She's also a sophomore. And so that's pretty much what we have coming, and we're just very excited.
Mm-hmm. Who are your coaches this year?
I've got, Carrie Wallum will be our B squad coach, and Lori Rangard is our C squad coach. So same staff, and we have the same junior high staff, and we're just putting in the time and really ready to get started.
Okay, talk about your schedule a little bit. Like you mentioned, you played Murray County Central. You swept the Rebels 3 sets to none.
Yeah,
talk about that match a little bit and talk about your schedule.
Sure. We basically came in, and like I said, usually that first match is really good for us, and we put a lot of time in the gym for fall camp, so the girls, you know, and I even said, hey, do we want to be playing a match tonight or fall camp practice? Well, that's a silly question, because obviously the game, and it's neat. They came out hard, and just got the job done Thursday. Have a couple more preseason games with Pipestone next Tuesday, and we were very lucky to get RTR in our schedule, even though they're in the other section, part of the section. In a different conference, we have RTR on Thursday at home, and sad we lost them out of our conference because we love competition, but it's neat that we have them on our schedule, and probably we'll see them at playoff time too. And then, you know, each week, and I've always said this is a battle, and we're ready to bring it.
Yeah. Who do you see some of the top teams in the Camden Conference? Is in our section is probably the toughest section in the state in volleyball, isn't it?
It is. You know, and you look at preseason stuff, and gosh, when you have three teams from our section alone, I mean, take it as a compliment in our poll, but boy, it's a battle just to get there. And I've told you this every year that, you know, once you get there from our area, you're going to probably do pretty well at state. So it's almost not fair that you have to eliminate and just bring one from our area.
Right.
However, I wouldn't want it any other way, though. I would rather play stiff competition throughout. But, and that's why I was so proud of the girls on Thursday night. I mean, they brought it, and typically, you know, you kind of see where you're at that first set, and then if it's really working, sometimes it gets easy to go rest on your heels and then see how the game plays out. But the girls were very focused and concentrated, and that's the score. I mean, our last one single-digit game on that third set was cool for me as a coach, because they just brought it and worked hard the whole throughout.
Right. Now, you mentioned that Russell Tyler Ruthen left the Camden Conference. I believe they went to Red Rock, I believe, or conference. So who came in then? Did somebody come in?
Well, we did have Ortonville, new to the section just this last year. Ortonville was on our schedule, and now they are considered the Camden from Ortonville. I'm not sure if RTR, that's kind of a haul. I know KMS has a haul just to get to all of our spots too, but yeah, we kind of inherited Ortonville, and RTR unfortunately has left us, because I'm a little disappointed by that, because I really just, they bring it also, and I just think they're a good program, and it's neat to compete against good people.
Right. Who are those three top teams that you mentioned in the preseason poll from our section?
Looks like Minneota, and I don't know numbers wise offhand, but we've got Minneota, RTR, and us are in there, and we're all from the same section in 3A. And so, only one gets to go to state tournament, you know, and come end of October, as far as playoffs go, you know, anybody can beat anybody with a volleyball. I've always said that. If you make more errors, you're probably going to lose the match. But, man, three of us are, it's just going to be a battle to the end, which good competition is a good thing.
Right. All right, Janae. Well, what do you got coming up this week then for matches?
This week they have preseason game Pipestone at Pipestone. They had a team of seniors that went to state tournament last year, so I think they are rebuilding on Tuesdays. But it's good practice for us. It is a road trip for us. So, again, we're hopefully going to bring it that night, too, and keep the focus. And then and plus they are not Class A. They are Class AA, so we like to schedule those bigger schools. And then Thursday at home, we'll have RTR. So I'm just very thankful that we were able to get them on our schedule as one of our non-conference teams before school starts for us after Labor Day.
Okay.
So that will be next Thursday at home.
Good.
So very, very excited. And we have awesome community support here in Canby. And it's just a great time to be a Lancer.
It is. That's for sure. All right, real good, Janae. Thank you for your time, and best of luck this year with Camby Volleyball.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. Janae Wright, head coach of the Camby Lancers, previewing her team.